When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Not today, thank you.
Well, happy 2024.
Oh, God. I mean,
there I was. What was it, November? It's like, yeah, I think I'll do the podcast again, and then all hell broke loose. Which I'm very grateful for, because no circle of hell had even remotely started tugging at the fencing. Let alone breaking loose, certainly career-wise. And then this whole raft of work came in, and it all went berserk. And then I sort of kept sort of sitting and thinking, oh, I just restarted the podcast. And now... and then I was ill. And you can still hear, I think, my voice. I've got a very high, fluted voice. I sound like an old man. I can't quite get down into the lower register. Not enjoying that either, but it's been very, 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 very busy, and consequently, I've still been keeping like notes of things I wanted to talk to you about, and so they've kind of stacked up. So I'm maybe not going to do everything in this podcast, but things I will share with you. Well, what a list! We should probably talk about January because it's that. I'm going to tell you about a dream I had, but trust me, it's okay. We all know that dreams are like blow-offs, endlessly fascinating when it's your own, and mildly repellent when it's anyone else's. But I've got some quite funny audio that I think will work. I want to talk about MasterChef and bespoke alarms. Look, that's enough of the teasing. I'll tell you about what I've been doing in terms of work, because genuinely lots of stuff happened. One thing I can probably tell you a bit is I've done some work with Poppy Hillstead. If you don't know her, she's a very good comedian. She does a very good podcast. Anyway, I've been doing this sort of little project with her, which has been really fun. I don't think anything's come of it yet, but you'll be about the fourth or fifth to know. It's not that many people that interested in my inner sphere. Anyway, jobs I've done. I did some, I think, some voicing of some, I genuinely don't remember, a show called Pillar of Salt. It's a John Holmes production, you'll be surprised to learn. And if you're listening to this, it's on iPlayer. Unless you listen to this in the first half an hour of this coming out. It's going out 11 o'clock, I think, PM on the 5th of January. So you can listen to it on iPlayer. Along with We Forced a Bot to Write the Show, which I did the music for. I didn't do the lyrics, but I did do the music. It's a funny idea where it's purportedly written by AI. Of course it isn't, because if it was, it would just be a sort of competent but kind of banal show, whereas this is sort of just fun gibberish. And I got to work on lots of really fun songs in different genres. Simon and Garfunkel, country music, power ballads, and a sea shanty. And I'll stick one of those in this, I think. I can tell you there's a YouTube video. I've set up a new YouTube channel because hope springs eternal. We keep doing this. It's like joining a gym, isn't it? Setting up a new podcast or YouTube channel. It's what you do in January. Yeah, so, you know, it'll run till March and then it'll all die a death. But I'm trying to sort of push the music writing thing. And there's a sort of how I made this thing, which maybe you'll enjoy. I don't know. So that's We Forced a Bot to Write the Show. I did the New Year's music for Lego Worldwide's New Year's film, which was really fun. They said, can you do Auld Lang Syne, but can you make it not depressing? And that was the first time I realised it is very mournful. I mean, I'm fond of it as a piece of music. You know, I enjoy that. I like the rite of New Year. I enjoy it. Some people don't. Anyway, I made it as happy and chaotic as I possibly could. And then right up the other end of the spectrum, energy-wise, I did a song for Radio 4 Continuity, which, again, New Year's Eve. It went out right before midnight. It's a show called But First This, about the life of continuity artists. And I got Harry the Piano to play the piano on it, and I think it's rather charming. And there will be a video of that as well. Which is going to go on the BBC website, I believe. And all of that you can hear if you go to Spotify. It's nothing but a vanity project, I know that. But it's sort of nice to kind of have a snapshot of the work you've produced each year. And so I've been bringing out annuals. I used to be the Not Today Thank You annual. When that became a laughable idea, I just turned it into the Jake Yap annual each year. So the Jake Yap annual of 2023, I know it should be like 2024 because that's what comics would do. You know, the Wizard and Chips annual, it would be the 2024 annual. But that's not how I'm doing it. So it's got all of those things on it. It's also got, if you remember them from way back, when I had to set columns to music for John Holmes, sort of fairly extreme columnists, I put other stuff. I did a sketch for a training seminar thing me and John Holmes did, which was radio trails for Strictly Come Dancing as you'd hear them on every radio network, and other bits and pieces. So if it's on Apple Music, it's on iTunes, it's on Spotify, it's on YouTube Music, that's fine. Don't worry about it. So there you are. That's why it's all been quite busy. Other stuff, obviously. In fact, I was due to be quite busy yesterday morning. This morning I was supposed to go on Good Morning Britain, because of course it's Veganuary. It's the great annual tradition where people start writing articles saying, is veganism over? Turns out vegan food's no healthier for you. Why bother? And other things like that. And avocados and almonds. And it's interesting. We vegans don't generally sort of walk around going, ah, you guys and your foie gras. So we don't just eat avocados and almonds. Anyway, I was looking forward to the baiting of that, but I'm not sure that's... I got bumped for the floods. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. What else? Oh, should we do my dream? Let's do the dream. I had a... Do you ever have this? I had a dream that, while I was asleep, was so funny that I laughed myself awake. And I don't know if you've ever laughed while dreaming before, but I think this is the best approximation of the sound I could say it is. It's this. That's what it sounds like, laughing uproariously in your sleep. I had this dream and I thought it was really funny. And I thought it was so funny. I was like, I've got to write this down. This would be a great scene in a movie. And I'll play it for you now. I should tell you, I called the file. Dream movie scene idea comedy with someone and Michael Barrymore.
So the kid's trying to make everything work out, and there's a big concertina piece of paper. He's trying to stuff away, and then Lindsay Duncan arrives and she's really angry and wants to see whoever the guy is, and he says he's not here. And it gets quite heated, and she says, oh, have you not got some big guy in the car? And he says, I don't care. And she says, oh, you will when you see him, because he's hot and we are happy. And this guy get some there on the back, and she sort of puts them in a kind of pen, and he starts singing a song called I'll Be Your Salsa. I'll be your salsa. I'll be your salsa. In Italian. And then one of the backing rooms got a really massive cotton wool thing on her chin. And she's like, see, I'm happy. We're happy. And the kid is like hiding under a table. Oh my god.
I am a sitting on a rock station with a bridge to another station. La la la. In my hand there is an island, in my other hand is darkness. So here's to you, this is destination. Cancer like 10,000 people, maybe more. In a subway fill of homeward waters. And prophets with guitars on hand, because I am a rock band. And a bloody island that's escaping silently. La la la. A groovy island that's escaping silently.
If anyone wants to acquire the movie rights to my fantastic idea for a scene with Lindsay Duncan and Michael Barrymore, just get in touch. It's jcatmusic@gmail.com. And I am expecting emails. I'll tell you why. Something quite big happened over the Christmas period. It was early December. I went to France to go and turn the taps off because I didn't in the summer, because I was definitely going to go back in September, and then I'd prepare the house for the winter. And then October, everything came, everything went. And I suddenly realised all my pipes were going to burst. And so I went over there to turn my taps off. Anyway, I went and saw the neighbours, and they sat down one evening. I stayed with them a couple of nights, which is very sweet of them. I sort of went there for some solitude to kind of clear my head, not have to look after anyone or cook for anyone. And they said, come and stay at ours. We can hang out and, as a thank you, you can cook for us. So I found myself having travelled for 16 hours. Cooking for people and not having any solitude. But I did get some in the end. Anyway, the point is, one evening they put on iPlayer and sat down to watch an episode of MasterChef The Professionals. Now, I wasn't well then. I think I've had COVID again, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. And so I just sort of lay there on the sofa thinking, well, I've got no fight in me. I'm just going to have to take this. You know, I'm a guest anyway, what can I do? And I had to listen to Barbara, one of the neighbours, saying, I'll tell you that, Marcus Ware, and he's got come to bed eyes. Sure. I've got run to the toilet eyes, but that's another story for another time. Marcus Waring has blue eyes. Anyway, we sat there and we watched two episodes of the latest series of MasterChef The Professionals. And I really enjoyed it. And I'll go even further. I quite liked Greg Wallace. What? You know, that's the thing. I started this podcast in 2019 and, you know, we've all changed, haven't we? People change, they move on, they grow, they adapt. Sure. Am I the same person I was 5 years ago? No. Do I tend to use rhetorical questions as a device more often? I'll get back to you. So, I quite like Greg Wallace. He does quite a good job. And I like that they've moved the franchise. The last time I watched it was all like, cooking don't get any chaffer, and if you're going to blah, blah, blah. And now it's quite warm. They're quite kind. I quite liked it. I said I quite liked it. I watched the rest of series 16. And then I watched the whole of series 13 and 14, and I'm halfway through 15. What? If this is goodbye, thank you for everything. It was really great. So thanks. What it's worth doing, if you do watch it, is I thought Wallace was going to be the one to watch for the tropes. But just you count up how many times per episode Marcus Waring says the phrase beautifully cooked. You'll find it's a lot. I'm not going to go through everything I've got here to talk about. There's some old news stories that I still think are worth talking about because they're just hilarious. Some Noel Edmonds news that may have passed you by that, you know, it's still relevant enough, isn't it? I can't take... No, I'm going to come back to that one as well. But I've got an idea. I've sort of got the germ of an idea that I wanted to do with you. My parents have joined a book club in Bedford, where, you know, you read a book and then everyone sits there and says, well, actually, I think. And I thought, is there something we could do? Is there an idea? The title came to me and I thought we can reverse engineer what this is as a format. The Unread Book Club, where we all get together and we talk about books we haven't read, or books, maybe you're talking, tell me the books you've got beside your bed that you haven't read. That sounds like a good idea. I'll jump in if you like. The Artist's Way. Haven't read it. Still got 2.98 volumes of Winston Churchill's 3-volume account of the Second World War to read. It's just very good. It's very good. There you are. That's a start. Why don't you tell me what books you've got that you haven't yet read? Unread Book Club. It's jakeyapmusic@gmail.com. Maybe I'll do a jingle if people start to respond. In fact, we did get an email, which was very nice, from way back in November, from Neil. Not that one, the other one. Neil Emery saying, hi, it's good to have you back on the podcast stream. Sorry about that. He says, by way of a catch-up, I've continued to make films of Walking in the Lake District. If you want to look at them, it's youtube.com. I mean, you. This isn't in the email. This is me saying this to you. And I mean, you're a free agent anyway. But it's youtube.com/Lake District Films. I remember his films. They were very lovely, sort of very peaceful things. He said, you kindly plugged them in the before times. He said, as you can imagine, various lockdowns and such were a bit of a hindrance to filming and fitness, but I'm back up and running, well, walking now, and slowly building a small sort of following, which is very gratifying. That's great. He's working on some short documentaries with short to medium term plan of submitting to mountain/outdoor film festivals. Of course those exist. In that regard, I was wondering if you might be interested or willing to contribute some music. What? Yes, of course. Let's do that then. That's private business and I shouldn't be sharing that with you. Never mind. final thing I wanted to talk to you about was I think we should have bespoke alarms. Anything that has a sort of an alert sound should be a little bit more bespoke and sort of say more about what it's about. So, you know, like an ambulance siren should really just be screaming, mate, get out of the way, or, you know, just something like that. I thought it would be fun if fire engines... Can I do a swear? Are you all right if I do a swear? It's a mild swear, but it's a swear. All right, this has been your warning. If you haven't pressed... If you dry your hands on the kitchen towel, and you press pause if your kids are around, you've had the heads up. I think fire engines should just go, shit, shit, shit. I think that would be good. And then you go to like a microwave, right? And I think that a microwave alarm, when the food's done, should just shout, ready, or, you know, food's done, or whatever. But then, once a minute after that, if you don't open the microwave door, does yours keep doing the alerts afterwards? Mine does. And I think rather than just going beep, 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 which is what my one does, it should just go, wow. 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 Just that kind of, oh, I heated up that food for you and wow. Just ignored it. If you have any thoughts on bespoke alarms, I would love to know them. JakeyAppMusic@gmail.com. Is there anything else I can leave you with? Is there anything worth sticking in here? I don't think there is. But it's lovely to be back. And I'm sorry for the hiatus after the hiatus. But, you know, here we are. It's January and I'm back in the gym, guys. And it's really going to take this time. Anyway, lots of love to you. And I'm aiming to be back next week. All right. Bye, 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 bye.
Like teaching driving, there's no room for error. Hours of calm with bursts of abject terror. In due course, I shall read The Midnight Ships. But first, I have to get us past the... My finger on the fader like a rock. The minute hand is nearing 12 o'clock. Is that the faintest tremble on my lips? As yet again, here come the dreaded. Assured and strong, a doctor's bedside manner. Less so when Evan Davis throws a spanner. This should be fine, I back-timed all the scripts. But the shame of it if I should inadvertently crash the... So hard and unrelenting, no mercy if you're late. If you spill your coffee, they won't say, it's fine, we'll wait. No quarter ever given, the hourly pantomime of serving pips that put the mean in Greenwich Mean Time. I'm reading and I can't back out or stop. The second hand is sweeping to the top. Am I too slow? What if my tempo dips? Or rushing, I run out before the... The junction's done and I can breathe once more. No emails emanate from the fourth floor. But I know the day will come when all is said and done. If there's one thing that I should fear the most, it's that my dying word will fail to be heard because I'll have been pipped to the post.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.